It's the last half minute, and all to fight for now. And Hernandez trying to get free, of the crab-like inside work there of Michael Carruth. Drenna, Dublin, Ireland must be gone mad now. They have a quarter of a minute to go.
I was always in the belief that if I'm going, I'm going to win, I'm not going to take part. And that was always my belief, that once I was ready, physically ready, mentally ready, I could beat anybody. And I've had that in me all my life. I still have it in me.
To keep the head up, six, a solid right hand into the body of Hernandez.
I'm Michael Carruth. I'm the Sports Development Officer for the Southeast area of Dublin. And what we try to do is we introduce boxing to kids who don't really see boxing as their first sport. Eamon Cochran was a huge influence on me as well, because Eamon won the world title in 1983. He was a Drimna boy as well, and watching him win that world title and run around that last lap, and he looked at the Russian, and people might call it arrogant or cocky, but I said, here, this guy's going to win the world title and he's from Ireland. I then said, well, Irish people can beat the rest of the world, and Eamon Cochran just had to prove it. It's an old cliche in Ireland, you know, my father was a boxing coach. And of course, you follow your father on to the next stage, I suppose. And my dad was coach of Green Hills Boxing Club for a long time. He was a founding member. And we joined when we were in around 7 years old. And my father then became head coach at Drimna Boxing Club. From 1979, we've been in Drimna. And it just went from there then, you know. I just started winning titles and kept winning titles. And that's where it went.
And Austin Carruth comes in to impress his son.
Boxing was on both sides of my family, so we had a history of boxers going to the Olympics, and then I wanted to be the next one.
Michael Carruth is the champion of the Olympic Games.
Microwave fame, I call it, because it's instant.
Michael Carruth, unbelievable performance.
But you're saying to yourself, when is reality going to kick in here? When is this all going to stop? I went and won the gold medal, and I fulfilled the thing that I've always wanted to do since I was a scot. I was that size. I told my dad, I'm going to win the Olympics, and to do it with him in the corner, you couldn't have asked a better script. The high performance has worked. Look at many medals we've produced. We've won more medals since 2008 than I think in the whole history of them again. So it's working. If you can get a fun way into your boxing, you're going to stay the path. What happens here in this area here, being the high performance, is definitely working. We help one another really well. Boxing clubs help one another, and that's the way it works. Our biggest concern is our boxers now for the 2016 games. That, you know, we get the boys and the girls ready for the biggest event of their life. Some have been lucky enough to do it already. Some are going to be doing it for the first time. And that's the excitement of it all.